What's up, girls, gays, and theys? Welcome to The Thought Topic, a comedy podcast about surviving your 20s. And honestly, we all really could use some help. It's me, Christian, your thought therapist here to help guide you to the best of my thoughty knowledge on all things adulting. So,
let's get it,
shall we? Welcome back, thoughties, to another episode of The Thought Topic with your host, me, Christian Sanchez. Y'all, welcome back. It's been a minute since I've done a solo episode, but I'm feeling good, like I should. I just wanted to do a little episode today to check in, celebrate the new season we're heading into, the new season of Thought Topic. Summer is over, so we're getting into thoughtumn. I guess I should have been labeling Thought Topic as different seasons, but Thought Topic has definitely been on a journey. And you know what? Today, we're going to reflect on that. The topic of today is getting your shit together. I have recently been doing that, so I'm going to share my tips with how to get your fucking shit together. I'm also going to go over the Instagram polls and opinions y'all had on those and talk about the topics. But first, per usual, make sure you check out the Thought Topic website. There you can get merch, you can listen to past episodes, you can subscribe to the newsletter, all those cute little things. And yeah, make sure you, if you like the Thought Topic, share it with a friend, rate it 5 stars. That really helps out the show. Thank you guys for always supporting me. I really super appreciate it. Let's have a little one-on-one seshy poo with your thought therapist, aka me. I don't know how y'all thoughties are feeling, but it is a beautiful Friday morning by the time y'all are listening to this. Friday afternoon, because I usually upload episodes at noon, but regardless. Okay, so I've heard a lot of podcasters talk about this recently, or just like a lot of the dating podcasts I listen to in general have been talking about how apparently this fucking Mercury in retrograde or this fucking, I don't know, cupping season, whatever it is making everyone come back from out of the woodworks. Like, oh my fucking God, I have had like so many exes or so many past flings hit me up in the past 2 weeks, or people like, you know, I just like was seeing but haven't like really like talked to recently. Just like everyone's coming out of the woodworks. Yeah. And so I don't know if anyone's feeling that energy right now, but if you have the urge to text your ex, put down the Drake album, stop listening to Certified Lover Boy, and just don't do it. Like I tell many of my hoes, I'm staying on the streets for thoughtumn. I'm really trying to avoid getting cuffed by all means. I'll keep y'all updated on that, on how that goes. Ooh. Anyway, I just wanted to, I don't know, throw that out there because it's really thrown me for a loop. I know, like, I talked about this on the last episode I did with Deani, but I know that the cold season makes everybody feel like, oh no, I need companionship. But like, I don't know, like some of my past exes have hit me up recently that I really haven't talked to in a while. And I'm just like, what the hell? Like, what is this? I'll get more into messy anecdotes as we get into the episode. But like I said, it's just a little mini one-on-one session today. I had my voice back, believe it or not, earlier this week, and I sounded amazing. I've been able to sing for the first time in like a few months. I'm a little hoarse today because I worked at the rooftop last night. Things are good in the world of Christian. So I hope you guys are staying positive and light and hope you enjoy this episode. So let's fucking get it, baby. All right, y'all. So earlier this week, I posted some polls on the Thought Topic Instagram. So if you're new here and you haven't followed us yet, welcome. Make sure you get on that page because it gives messy content and, all the updates you're going to need to know. But I want to just go over the polls and kind of just like talk about them a little bit. and give my opinion as a thought therapist. Okay. So the first poll that we posted was, is a coffee date a good first date? 66% of y'all said, hell yeah. And 34% said, are you kidding me? And I thought this was funny because I have heard this on other like dating podcasts, because a lot of people, you know, especially people who are looking for a relationship, will want to do, I guess, some kind of sober activity. I don't really do those very often, so I can't really relate to that. But to do a coffee date as a first date, and I think this was easier for me to do when I was still in college. And it was like, you know, you're on campus and you're like, oh my God, you're in my biology class. Let's go grab some coffee after class and just chit chat. I think it's like, personally, I think it's a good way to try to get to know somebody a little bit more and show that you're interested in them in a non-sexual way. I gotta say, if I meet someone on a dating app, that is not my go-to first date with them. Like, I definitely want to meet them over a drink because I don't know them at all. Like, I only have seen their like fucking picture and whatever cringy Hinge prompt I read. But if it's someone I think you meet in person, or like you meet in a class, you meet or like you met them at work or some shit, like if you meet them in a like more traditional kind of way, I think a coffee date's not like a bad first date as far as like, I don't know, just trying to get to know somebody, feel them out a little bit more. It's definitely not a very sexy environment, so I get why people are like, no, because first dates, you kind of, I get why a lot of people want them to feel romantic. So my advice as like a thought therapist is, go on a coffee date if you're really trying to like find a relationship and really already kind of establish some rapport, or already kind of know this person a little bit. Then that gives you the opportunity to get to know them a little bit deeper. I will say though, a late night coffee date is kind of sexy. Like, there's this one cafe that I go to in the West Village sometime that's open late. I can't think of the fucking name right now, but it is open later. And so like a late night, like cappuccino, like a nightcap, that's kind of sexy. But I feel like if I'm meeting you and it's already dark outside, let's just skip the whole coffee like point, and I'm just going to get an espresso martini. And that's just the journey I'm on. So if you're looking to get wifed up, sure, do a coffee date. All right, what's next? Okay, do you pay on dates or split the bill? I already knew what most of y'all were gonna say to this, but I was curious because I have some opinions about this topic. So 40% of you said, I'm a big baller, AKA you would be willing to pay on dates or split the bill. And 60% of y'all said, I'm not paying shit. And, you know, makes sense. That's typically the attitude we keep here at Thought Topics. So, okay, here's what I want to say about this. As someone who identifies as being queer and goes on dates with people of all gender identities, I mean, while most of my dating experience has been with people who are men, I try to be more open-minded about, you know, not conforming to gender roles. But at the same time, like, and maybe this is controversial, but if I'm going out with someone who is a man, or like is a self-identifying man, I typically like will let them pay for me and shit, especially if I know they make more money than me. Typically when I'm going out with people, I kind of know like what their financial status is a little bit, like, because, you know, I typically know what their job is before I go out with them. If it's someone who's in maybe like the same age bracket as me, and I know like they're still like up and coming in their career or whatever, then like I don't have a problem taking turns paying for things. Like, okay, we're going to go to the spot and have dinner and you pay, and then the next place I'll get around to drinks or whatever. Like, I'm not totally like against paying for myself. If I'm ever on a bad date and I want it to end and I just want to get the fuck out of there, there has been a few times I've definitely just like paid my fucking tab or paid the bill and just been like, yo, I'm out. Cue the date I went on in 2019 with one of the cringiest guys ever. And he totally just talked about himself the whole time and wasn't listening to anything I said and took me to this like really cringy dive bar. I just paid for my round of drinks and paid for my Uber and left. But that's like a really rare case. Like, I typically am not that uncomfortable on a date. But I will say, if I'm going out with someone, regardless of their gender, and they're a little bit older than me, and they're definitely like more established in their career, like I will definitely let them pay for shit. I think, like, I don't know, the way I like to think about money in relationships is like looking at like who's financially more secure or who like makes more income. And maybe
I don't know. Like, I think that's a fairer way to look at it. And I think in past relationships before, like if I'm dating somebody, I don't mind paying for shit here or there, you know? But typically in most of my relationships, other people like to pay for me. And maybe that's just because I have baby girl energy. Thank you. So I think if you don't want to pay for shit, just embody that a little bit more. But yeah, for those of y'all who said you're big ballers, we salute you. You can slide in my DMs. Thank you. Okay, this next one says, how long do you wait to introduce someone to your friends? 72% of you said I wait a while. 28% of you said the more the merrier. Okay, T. So I think it's funny that majority said they wait a while because I have always been the opposite. Like I'm always the kind of person that's like down to bring somebody into my friend group because I want to know if you vibe with them. I guess like that's really, I really value my relationships with my friends. So I'm always down to like introduce people I'm seeing or sleeping with to my friends, regardless of kind of how serious it is or not. Especially because like my friends and I, a lot of the like things we do in big groups is we just go out to bars and we just like have fun or like go drinking or try new places together in the city, right? Like that's what a lot of our social interactions is. Now, I wouldn't maybe necessarily bring, like if my friend is having a birthday party and it's just really like our close friends and it's in like a more intimate setting, like a dinner or some shit, I'm not gonna bring a random person I'm sleeping with to that. But if it's like a fun party atmosphere, yeah, sure, why not? Often I tell people that I'm seeing to come meet me at work. A lot of the people I am sleeping with, I meet at work. You know, that's part of the nightlife journey, I guess. So I don't know. I think it's a good way to kind of keep it casual and also to see like if the person you're sleeping with gets along with your friend group or could potentially fit into your lifestyle. So I'm a little unorthodox in that kind of way, but I totally see why a lot of people wait a little bit before they introduce their friends to whoever they're sleeping with. I think for me, I just have the more is more kind of mentality. So I just like, you know, I like a party and typically the people I'm sleeping with are fun. So I want them to also be, I feel like typically I'm pretty good at pre-screening. There's not a lot of people I choose to spend my time with or date that I don't think would get along with my friends. And if they don't, that's a red flag. And then you can, you know, knock them down on the roster a little bit sooner. So as your thought therapist, I would say, give it a go. If there's someone you're sleeping with and you want to keep it light and casual, bring them around your friends. See how it goes. You can all meet at the bar or you can come to the bar I work at and I can screen them out for you. So let me know. Okay. The last poll we did was, would you forgive a cheater? 68% of you said, hell fucking nah. And 32% of you said, depends on the sitch. Okay, I was thinking about it the other day and I was like, how have I had the thought topic for a little over a year now? And I have never done an episode on cheating. Like, so just know in the near future, the thought topic's gonna do a whole deep dive on cheating and my cheating rules, whatever. That sounds so toxic, but whatever. Anyway, but I just like wanted to like introduce the topic, I guess. So, okay, I would have to agree with hell fucking nah, the majority here. I don't think there's ever really a situation where I would really like want to work it out with the cheater. Maybe if I'm married. There is this sex and relationship therapist. She's an actual therapist, not a thought therapist like me. But her name's Esther Perel. If you're not familiar with her work, I would highly recommend listening to her podcast. Or she gets interviewed by like every fucking famous like podcaster. Like she's been on Dax Shepard. She's been on Girls Gotta Eat. Like a lot of like popular shows. But anyway, Esther Perel is a famous relationship and sex therapist. And she actually specializes in infidelity. And I listened to an episode she did with the Girls Gotta Eat podcast where she, I guess doesn't play devil's advocate, but she specializes in giving therapy to couples, married couples who struggle with infidelity. And it was really interesting to listen to her take on like how to really like work through and validate the cheater's feelings as well as the person who is cheated on. And so I think like, to me, it makes more sense in like a marriage situation, because I think of marriage as being like a more like serious, like official title, right? Because it's, you know, a fucking legalized union. So I understand in that context why someone would want to work through that. But you know, if we've only been dating like a fucking year, 2 years at that, and you cheat on me, like I just don't really see the merit or value in that. Like, come on. It's at that point, it's like, we're not really in that deep and you've already cheated on me. Like, that's lame. I don't think, honestly, I've ever been cheated on. There's definitely been like shady behavior in some relationships I've had. But I've never been truly cheated on, or if I have, I've never found out. So, past exes, hats off to you. If you have cheated on me, please don't tell me. I don't really want to know. Ignorance is bliss sometimes. That's so unhealthy. But I also would like to throw this disclaimer out there. As much as I belong to the streets, I have also never cheated on anybody. Just want to throw that out there. So I am wifey material. But I, you know, I don't think if you cheat, that totally makes you a bad person. But I just have always lived in the world of like, you know, even when I've been attracted to other people while I've been in a relationship, and maybe like I knew the relationship wasn't working, or like knew I was kind of like on my way out of the relationship, I just like knew I had too much respect for my partner to actually like physically cheat on them. And if you have the desire to cheat, that's a tall tale sign that, yeah, y'all probably shouldn't be together. So I don't know. If you're a cheater, stop fucking cheating. Unless you're actually, this is toxic advice I give to my friends sometime. I'm like, girls are allowed to cheat because women, it's reparations for the shitty things men do to us. I'm kidding. That's not true. Cheating is bad, I guess. But if you're a man, you're definitely not allowed to cheat. That's all I have for you guys as far as the polls go. So thank y'all for participating. Yeah, let's get into the main topic for today. All right, y'all, I hope you enjoyed the icebreaker this week. So let's get into the main topic for today, which is how to get your fucking shit together and slash rules for getting your shit together. So if y'all are like me on my For You page recently on TikTok, and just in general, I've been seeing people prioritizing, I guess, the like that girl mentality, quote unquote, or the girl boss mentality on how to create a more balanced, well-structured life. And to be honest, I think, especially with having Thought Topic and just like with my friend group in general, people who know me think I have a very chaotic way of living because that's kind of how I present online. And with my brand, it's supposed to be like fun, party girl, whatever. But as someone who has always had like multiple jobs and multiple interests or hobbies or whatever the case may be, I think I've gotten pretty good at like multitasking. And I definitely wouldn't say I'm an expert in it, but I go through periods of my life where I kind of allow myself to like have more fun and be a little bit more laid back. And then I'll be like, okay, now it's time to get my shit together. So today I want to share my rules for getting your shit together. I have four rules that I think y'all thought he would benefit from. I know we like to keep it lighthearted here, but like I said, it's autumn now. And I feel like, I don't know if you're going back to school or maybe because the cold weather is inspiring people to like party less and just kind of like refocus on their priorities with like work or whatever the case may be. And commit more to like self-growth. I think these are good rules to live by. I also just wanted to shout out real quick, Ellie Rallo, AKA at The Jar on TikTok. I followed her, I think like 2 weeks ago, and she posts TikToks all the time about like, these are rules for having a good Monday, or these are rules for having a good first date. And that's kind of like her whole branding. And so she really inspired me with this. So funny content that relates to self-growth. Definitely would recommend following her. She's kind of quirky, but I like her stuff. So keep it up, Ellie. And if you want to come on Thought Topic, let me know, babes. But anyway, these are my thought therapist rules for getting your fucking shit together. Okay. Number one. go to the fucking grocery store and plan your fucking meals. Let me elaborate a little bit. Not to be on some fucking like fit bro, like, ooh, I'm going to meal prep. That's not what I'm talking about here. I have always found going grocery shopping and taking time on a like an off day where I'm not working or I don't have any like big plans. I've always really loved the time I just like go to the grocery store and like I can really take my time and just like look through everything and find everything I need. Just so I like have like a plan. So I'm not just going in and being like, oh shit, I just gotta grab shit because I am busy this week and I can just eat this quickly. I'm the kind of person that when I grew up, you know, I come from a big family, so we always really valued like having sit down meals together and like cooking and the whole like ritual and communion of eating food. So I find for me, when I like plan out my meals and like plan out like, okay, I'm going to eat this on this day or I'm going to buy like, okay, this week I bought some fucking salmon. Also was inspired by TikTok because everyone's making that salmon rice bowl and I'm definitely going to make that this weekend. But I bought some salmon and was like, okay, I can use this for like a salad one day. I can eat it for dinner one day and I can also like make that delicious ass salmon rice bowl. So yeah, and then it just like makes it a little less chaotic throughout your week because then you have like a plan of what you're going to do. You also save fucking money because you're not eating out all the time. That is something I think have always been good about is I really don't like to spend money on eating out or like buying coffee every day or things like that. And so I feel like if you're somebody who struggles with that, if you just plan out your meals and enjoy like going to the grocery store and just like the whole process of just, I don't know, tapping into your culinary skills, then that'll definitely help you feel like you have your shit together a little more, right? Quick tangent. This whole segment is kind of funny to me to do because two of my really good friends, shout out Lauren and Georgia, they always tease me for being a quote unquote big ass girl boss. They're always like, Christian, you're such a girl boss. You're so good at girl bossing because I like work out a lot. I have three jobs. I'm also trying to make my acting career and podcasting career still a thing. And I also have a bus and social life and dating roster. So I really appreciate the compliment, but the term girl bossing is also very cringy to me, but I guess there's not like a better way to say that. So yeah, I just wanted to throw that tangent out there and why I feel validated to share my tips with you, but whatever. I received the girl boss title. I'm not a self-proclaimed girl boss, but I understand why I come off that way. So anyway, back into it. Number two is scheduling resting time / prioritizing sleep. This is something I actually really do struggle with and has been a goal of mine the past 2 weeks is to just really having the time I need to rest be actual rest. Not like, okay, I have a day off. Let me like squeeze as much shit as I can in this fucking day. I think when I was younger, it was easier for me to operate on that. But you know, I'm getting 25. I'm getting old, as Scott Disick would say. And so I am really learning the value and actually getting fucking 8 hours of sleep. Like earlier this week, I went to bed at fucking 11 or I think like 10:30 or 11. And I genuinely cannot remember the last time I went to bed that early. It had to have been before June of this year because I, like I said, have been wilding. But I also am realizing that it's not just about getting an adequate amount of sleep, but also just like not overexhausting yourself. So like I know for me, I am typically more productive and creative in the morning time. So I choose to have my unwind / relaxation time in the evening. I think a lot of people are like that, but I don't know. Sometimes I go through phases where I'm the opposite, where I can be more productive in the evening versus the morning, really just depending. But if I get an adequate amount of sleep, I'm totally way more productive in the morning. And then I need, you know, my 2 hours of like watching whatever shitty show on Hulu whilst actually scrolling through TikTok on my phone and just doing like mind-numbing activities, right? If you're someone who struggles with that, that is a way you can delineate time to be more productive and also have time to feel like you've earned your rest, I guess. I know I really struggle with like feeling like I earned my time off, or I earned like, oh, I deserve to like do nothing right now. Like I have always really struggled with that. And so I'm trying to be like more gentle and allow myself to like just chill the fuck out. Like, I feel like there's this whole illusion that we have to constantly be working ourselves to death, and that's a fucking scam and a lie. So don't feel bad if you just need to fucking take a break, okay? All right. Number three is do movement / exercise that you actually enjoy, not because you feel like you have to. Okay, so I did an episode earlier this year called Love Your Bod Babes featuring Julie Anna. And if you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. But so pretty much since the beginning of this year, I've been on this really big like health journey. I have really prioritized my physical health in a different way than I have before. And I have realized I am mentally my happiest when I'm doing movement, just because like I just want to genuinely move my body, not because I feel like I have to. Like, I've spent a large part of my life, and I think I still struggle with this because I'm a woman and I'm just subject to this in general. But I think I've always really struggled with feeling like, oh, I need to work out so I can be healthy, quote unquote, and I need to work out so I can be skinny or whatever. And like, sure, if that's your goal, then that's your goal. But that sometimes can be like a toxic mentality for me to have. And it has been in the past. So now I like to just choose to do exercises because I genuinely like to do them, not because I'm like, oh, I need to / have to do this. So when I was younger, I used to be a really big runner. And to the point where it made me dislike it. And now I enjoy it more because now I like choose to go on runs when I feel like I can go on runs, or like I want to, versus like, oh, I have to do this. So I think like if you're someone who kind of like struggles to find like motivation to like, I don't know, move your body or work out, a good way to start is just going for walks. Y'all see me post on my Instagram story all the time, me walking places. Like I take a cute little selfie and I'm like just walking somewhere. And honestly, like I just like feel physically so much better when I know I've got to like walk around and move a lot in the day. Versus just like, I don't know, sometimes I'll have days where I do get a workout in, like I go to my fucking Pilates class or whatever, but I don't get a lot of time to like walk around in the day because I'm like stuck working at something at home or, whatever the case may be. And it's the days that I really just like get to walk everywhere that I just like feel more energetic and like happy. And like, I really like, I guess, accomplish some things. So I don't know, it's totally a mental thing, but that's what I've realized, like, exercising and movement is more about. It's not just like the physical discipline of it, but also the mental discipline. So if you struggle with that, do something, just be easy on yourself and do something you enjoy. So it'll come more naturally to you. The last one I have, and I'm going to go a little bit on a tangent, is number four, keep your commitments to yourself. So what I mean by that is something that I've talked about when in therapy in the past, is I have realized sometimes I have a hard time setting boundaries. And I'll be able to identify what my boundaries are, but then I won't like hold myself to that standard or expectation. Like I'll throw my boundaries out the window, right? And I've seen that exercise in like past relationships before, or like with work boundaries when maybe like I'm like, oh, okay, I need to like not work this weekend because I really need like some time off to like do this, but then I end up like taking some shift anyway, right? So when I say keep your commitments to yourself, it's really just like exercising healthy boundaries and requiring them. Not to reference another past episode, but in the episode with A-Love, the LGBT and the L stands for Libra or whatever, A-Love said, know what you want and require it. And that was in a relationship context. But I think that translates well over into all aspects of your life. Like for me, I know that Mondays typically need to be a very productive day for me. That's just the day of the week I typically like do acting auditions or submissions. I promise myself, and this is something I've always done pretty much since I was in college, but Monday mornings is usually when I browse through my like actor websites and I submit for different acting jobs. And I dedicate time to doing that, or I dedicate time to running my errands, or just like listening to my favorite podcast. And I try not to make social plans on that day because it's a day I need for myself. And sometimes I find myself like feeling like, oh shit, like my friend asked me to hang out that day, but I really just need that day for myself. But, you know, maybe I can just like squeeze it in, or like if like someone asked me out on a date, I'm like, oh, maybe I can do it. And I have just realized when I like keep the commitment to myself versus just like throwing it out the window for somebody else or for work or whatever the case may be, I'm just like so much happier in the long run. Whereas if the opposite happens and I'm like, you know what, I'll just like go do this for them, or I'll go to work or whatever, then I end up kind of regretting it later because I didn't allow that time for myself. So it kind of correlates with rule number two when it comes to like having your actual rest time. But I think that's just like a good example on how to just keep your commitment to yourself and just like prioritize like what you need in the moment versus anybody else. So I don't know. I think like I started this segment off saying, this year has been a really big year of self-growth for me. I started off in a really crazy place in the beginning of 2021 where originally I was doing Thought Topic with a former friend and co-host of mine. I also was trying to get out of a unhealthy relationship. And so this whole idea of making a commitment to myself has just been repeatedly in the forefront of my mind pretty much since, you know, like January of this year. And so like looking back on it and now it being October 8th when this episode comes out and seeing that, you know, we only have like 3-ish months left of the year, I can confidently say that while I have not mastered this yet, I definitely am proud of myself for trying my best to achieve like this whole, I don't know, newfound like empowerment in this whole newfound journey of showing up for the people and the commitments in my life of my different jobs or my different passions, but not having to compromise what in turn will make me happiest. So I know that kind of sounds like convoluted, but I think a lot of people coming out of COVID, and Thaddeus, maybe you can relate to this, but I think a lot of people coming out of COVID realized like how valuable their time is. And so, you know, I started off the episode today talking about how, you know, exes are coming back into our lives and, you know, people are breaking up or getting together, whatever the case may be, or trying, or now all of a sudden like trying to get together. And I think the whole reason this is happening is just because the whole like craziness of the pandemic has like severely impacted us in the sense of we value our time in a way that I don't think we collectively as a society has in the past. And so now people, I think, are being a little bit more deliberate about their actions and their and themselves and their commitments and what they value. And I know for me, I definitely am still working on that and figuring it out. But I feel really good about where I am mentally. And I went back and listened to some of the episodes I did in like February of this year. And it's just the whole tone, and like maybe it's because I know how I was feeling when I did those episodes versus like doing them now. But I just feel so much more at ease and comfortable rather than like, oh my God, I'm so happy or I'm so sad. Like it's just a certain level of confidence that I've hit where I just feel comfortable. And I think, you know, relating this back to getting my shit together and using these like these fun little four anecdotes or rules to restructure my life, it in turn is going to help me find more love in my life, more people to care for. Even if, you know, it is more in a like physical connection or maybe it is in a more emotional connection, I think like ultimately, when you have your own shit together, it allows for more space for love in your life, if that makes sense. I know you don't necessarily need to love yourself before you love anyone else, but prioritizing that love for yourself in turn is going to make it easier for you to allow other people to love you, I think. So hopefully that makes sense. But let me know, Thoughties, how you're feeling. Let me know if you relate to this whole like self-growth journey. Like I said, we only have 3 months left of the year. So what do you want the next 3 months of your life to be? Like, well, how do you want to end the year? How do you want to end 2020 or 2021? Jesus Christ. How do you want to end 2021? So these are just things I'm thinking about right now. And if anyone else is feeling that way, know that I'm here with you. So with that, y'all, that's what I have for you. So, all right, Thoughties. So before we wrap up this episode this week, we of course have to do everybody's favorite segment, which is Thought Anthem of the Week. A thought anthem is a song that makes you feel sexy, empowered, like a baddie, like you got a fatty, like the baddie you are. Anyway, so I have a little bit of a throwback of a thought anthem for y'all this week. I was thinking about it last episode, how I know the thought anthems are usually like pop girly fun songs. So, and that's not all I listen to, but I tried to like pick songs that like work well for the playlist. But I'm going to challenge myself to just like genuinely pick more thought anthems that I just like versus trying to follow the structure of the playlist. So if you end up listening to the thought anthem playlist and you're like, wait, why all of a sudden is this like random ass song playing? Then just know like it is what it is. Okay. Like we're trying new things out. Okay. Not everything has to be a Demi Lovato bad bitch anthem. Okay. Anyway, so with that being said, my thought anthem this week is Smooth Operator by Sade. It's a little bit of a throwback, but I've been a big Sade fan for most of my like teenage adult life. The real tea is okay, I actually have a fun story about the song. So one, the song is just sexy in general. Like Sade, it makes sexy-ass music and they're just like, even if they're like sad songs, they're still like, I don't know, I think sexy to like fuck to. But the tea is, this is a song that I typically like to play when I'm like hooking up with somebody. And I remember I played it on one of the first like dates or hookups I had with one of my ex-boyfriends. And it was funny because I was like, wait, can you play Smooth Operator by Sade? And he looked at me and he was like, Sade? And I was like, yeah. And he goes, you mean Sade? And I was like, wait, excuse me? I was like, babes, no, it's Sade. And he was like, no, you're wrong. And so we played it and we literally the whole song, we're not even like, we like stopped what we were doing, AKA making out. And we started, this should have been a testament of the relationship, but we started arguing about like how you actually pronounce her name. And turns out I was fucking right, of course. Smooth Operator by Sade, definitely a sexy song. Make sure you check it out. I'm saying check it out as if the song hasn't been out since like what, the fucking 80s? Yeah, 1984. So it's an oldie but a goodie. So if you want to like have a little sexy smooth time, definitely would recommend. I think that's it. Okay, Thoughties, I think that's all I have for you this week. So I know this was a little bit of a shorter episode, but I'm glad I got to spend this like one-on-one time with y'all, have a little like mental health check-in, a little like realness, a little bit more vulnerability, I guess, than the last couple episodes. I mean, not that we're not always vulnerable here, but I know most of the time we like to like laugh and be silly and tell like crazy stories about my chaotic ass life or my friends or whoever the guest is. But I love my Thoughties. I love this community. And like I said, if you're new, thank you for being part of it. Make sure you like, subscribe, and leave a review. Share with a friend. And yeah, so thank you all. Excited to go into the last couple months of 2021 for you. We have some fun things planned with Thought Topic. Definitely a Halloween tutorial coming up soon. So, AKA my favorite holiday. Make sure you stay tuned for that. And I will see you all next time. Mwah.